Sunday, Beis Cheshvan, Rabbi Yisrael Applebaum, Inyan Korach HaMachshav.
So the world is close again. The Maisa to be addressing this Gewaldige Chabura started today. The Torah, I've spoken it in London, and I spoke in Manchester, coming to home at the start of the Torah. It's a very, very big chizik. And the kaima, maima chazal, the halacha mufureshes, the oil of a person, especially when they do it right after tefillah, a person should go from the base knesset, the base medrash. In those times, it used to be, we had a base knesset and a base medrash, different mekoimis, one for tefillah, one for Torah. And the Gemara Seif Bracha says, Samachtal, the Gemara says that a person should oil and a person should go from the base class to the base class. Yechol mechayel ochoil. A person goes from tefillah to Torah, especially starts his day that way. Avada, that creates a tremendous, powerful haschola for the day. And that Avada, the foundation and the yisoidis of the day start with Torah and tefillah. Avada, it's a gavaldik bracha and a schus. So to be able to participate and be involved in such a gavaldik Chabura, hopefully to mechazik a little bit myself in the oilam. I appreciate the offer and the schus to do it. Parshas Lech Lecha, a gewaldike parsha. We meet up at Avraham Avinu the first time we read him a letter in Seif Parshas Noach, and the yisoidos of the bnia of Avraham Avinu, the building of Avraham Avinu to who he became. Avada, we started last week with the Ma'aseh of Urkazda, which is not so much mentioned in the Torah, but Leich Lecha, Me'al Tzucho, Me'al Tzucho, Me'beis Avicho, Elo'ot Asher Eko, Ve'ezcho Lecho, Elo'ot Asher Eko, Ve'ezcho Lecho, Lecho, Godo, Ve'avarecho, Ve'agad, Le'shimecho, Ve'yei Brocho. And the Mephoreshim asked the obvious question, is the first of the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, we don't count Urkazda, Machlokes HaRishonim, which is the first, which is the second, the third, some hold this ready, the third Nisyon. Aber the Maisa with Terach could be also Nechshav Nisoyim, but a lot of people hold this the first Nisoyim from Rav Avinu, Lech Lecha, Me'al Tzucho, 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 Me'al Tzucho. So the Mephoreshim asked, what was the big Nisoyim? So much so, this is considered a Nisoyim even bigger than Urkazdim, Lecha, we're going Hadraga, we're going levels. And Urkazdim was Nechshav, not so much a Nisoyim compared to Lech Lecha, Me'al Tzucho. The obvious kashi is here. There was a tzivui from Hakadosh Baruch. There wasn't a tzivui over there. Here, Hakadosh Baruch commanded him to go. He believed in Hakadosh Baruch. Forget that's what he fought for. He was ready to give up his life for it. God comes to him and tells him to go. What's the big nisayon? Secondly, even more difficult to understand is ve'esh sham es chalagoy gadol. Hakadosh Baruch says over there you'll be zirchah to wealth, to children, which Avram wanted so badly, to everything that he needed in life. Shom es chalagoy gadol. So obviously, what's the big nisayon? This is the Erishta Kasha. The first Kasha. Secondly, we have to understand also, I want to try to create some type of theme over here. Maybe two mahalchim the theme, but l'maisa to understand the theme, to understand Avraham Avinu and the godless of his nisyonis, and to try to take it something with us also. There is another obvious kasha. L'maisa, the pasuk says, "Vayelech itoy loit." Loit goes with him. And we know what happened to Lot later on, and Lot's downfall, and everything that happened to Lot. And yet, Lot goes to the Nisayon of Lech Lecha, even without a tziva from HaKadosh Baruch also. Vayelech Avram kasher tziva vayelech itoy Lot, and Lot goes with him. The question obvious is, what happens to Lot? What is Lot not able to come forth from this Nisayon with flying colors? Thirdly, to understand also the nisyonis of the Bris Mila, which is considered to call all Rishonim and Nisayon. Hashem again, we commanded Avram this week's parasha to do the Bris Mila. What was the big Nisayon? Again, there was the Tzivoy. And finally, to top it off, the last Nisayon is Nechshav, the Nisayon of the Akedas Yitzchak, which is Nechshav and Nisayon, the biggest of the biggest. Take your son, Pash Vayera. What is it about these Nisayonis that after being a Tzivoy is so much greater than the Nisayon of Or Kasdan? And what is it that makes it the highest and the most powerful Nisayon is the Iyan of the Akedas Yitzchak? Now there's an obvious question that I was speaking yesterday by my host's house with David. The Shiloh person approached me yesterday and asked me after I gave a shiur, I mean Friday night, and asked me the question, why is it that Noach, after giving a drasha for 120 years, a powerful drasha, it wasn't just a drasha, he was carrying out his words, he was carrying his words with action. He was building a teva for 120 years. In front of him stood, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Right in front of him stood the bin of the teva that he was telling everybody is going to be a marble. And yet, from this, we don't find any Baal Tshuvas. No one came back. Everybody remained steadfast in their ways. But even more so, in this week's parasha, we find Avram was makarev as anoshim, Sarah was makarev as anoshim, as anevresh also becharon. What's the pshat? That where are these people today in the Farsha Mass? So I saw b'shem there. This country is someone showing Rabbi Roberts from Holland. He has a divrei Torah on the parasha. He brings it from the Alexander Rebbe that Yitzchok's midah was pachad Yitzchok. It was a midah of pachad, of yira, and with Avram they could go, and when Yitzchok came along it was harder for them to. This is his mahalach. L'maisa, the mahalach that I want to present is based on a little bit on the derech of Moshe Feinstein's atzal in his mahalach in the mahalach of by the Bris Mila, but I wanted to apply it here to the other Nishanis also. We have to understand the Yisod Godol in the Nishanis from Avram. Avram's one will, his desire, his Chukas Achayim was to create a world that understands and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. Avram came to the Hakara, the understanding, the recognition of a God, the one God, omnipotent God. And his job was not only to understand and believe it himself, but Avram was somebody that went out and preached it to the rabbi. He taught it to everybody else. Avram was set a goal in his life. His career was to be Makarev, not only himself, on the Tankan Fashchina, but the whole entire world should speak God's name. We know the Medrashim, he brought them into the house. He taught them to bench, to Mevarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leich Lecha, Me'autzecha, U'me'me'layetcha, U'me'yis Avicha. Hashem stands and calls Avram to go and make a journey now. It's for his tachlis, it's for his debt, it's for his covet. It'll be good for him. But Avram, deep down, had one goal in mind. What's better for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And his mind, he understood that what was better for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for him to stay in his own town. He knew the language better. He could make karev people better. He could have mahalach with the people better. He was already had the biggest yeshiva. He had Or Sameach, and his wife had the Eisha Torah, and they had Baruch Hashem. They were thousands, millions were being mekarev under their wing. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Leich lecha mi'alz, mi'alz, galarz, asher eka," to a land that I'm going to show you. Don't know who knows what's going to be with his yeshiva, with his habatz Torah, with his kavod Hashemayim. Zok Rav Moshe, the Chiddush was shelo hear her, that he understood in his way what was better, not for himself, but was well better for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that might be better in this scenario, that the best thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to continue in his way, in his area, in Mesopotamia, over there in the land that he understood the language, where he could connect with the people, he'd be able to influence more people. Lech lecha el ha'aretz asher ara'eka, to a land he doesn't know the language, he doesn't know the people, the culture. He's going to be able. Vayelach kasher diber alav Hashem zokter Moshe shelo hirher. There was no hearer. It's not the pshat. Of course, he's in the covenant is there, but he was no hearer. His machshav would have told him differently. The Messiah over the Bris Mila. What's the Messiah? Zokra Moshe over there. The pshat is that Avram Avinu was one that, again, when he was going to have a Bris Mila, he was going to be different from everybody else. He was going to be set himself aside. He was going to be called a Mahul. Everybody was calling the Arel. That he would be looked on differently. Once you looked on differently, I won't be able to influence the world. Just having your meals looked on differently, there's a Moedic Sephorno, I think it's Sephorno later on. The Sephorno says that the Eitzim that Shimon Velevi had to make Bismillah on Shechem, what was their Eitzim? It says so much, they came Betach, they came with security, and for sure they came to the city afterwards to kill them out, if they had done the Bris Milah. Why were they so for sure? So unfortunately, they were so much on Tzvos. But there's a Kliyoker, I think, over there, or Chaim. One of the Mepharshim say, a Gevaldik Avart. They say that, but since they had made, that was the Chachma, but Orma was up to the Tag of the Chachma, they did the Chachma. Since they had performed Bris Milah on them, so up there, now these people will be looking as Mahulim. No one's going to come to their rescue. They're different. They're Jewish. They'll hash out to the Jews. They're not coming to their rescue anymore. Kol's mana, they were Arelim, so they're shach, like they're like everybody else. Once they became different, once they became Mahulim, they're different from everybody else. Zok the Mepharshim, that's why they revealed Betach. They knew no one would come and wage war against them after that Maisa. And finally, the Nisoyan from Kedas Yitzchok. So it's so beautifully that what was the tremendous Nisoyan? Our Kazim already jumped into the fire. So clear Gevaldik. Avram was the first Baal Tshuva Rebbe. He taught the world about HaKadosh Baruch. And what was Avram's one main address to everybody? You people are living a life of falsehood. You're living a life of mamish. You're missing the boat. You're sacrificing people to God. You have these pestles that don't talk, and in your mind you imagine that the right thing to do is take your kids and sacrifice them. We believe in a loving God, a God of mercy, a God that preaches that our relationship is one of love. And here Avram's asked, take your son, your one son, and bring him up on the Mizbeach and shecht him. It's almost a complete contradiction to the entire shmooze, his entire drushes, his entire mahalach hachayim with the world, and his koyach of kiruv to the world was all based on a loving God. We don't do those things. We don't sacrifice children to gods. We don't walk them through fires. We believe in a religion of love, a religion that understands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands us, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands him in his mind. Shem said, "I never told you to. I just told him to put him on." But in his mind, the Nisayin was take your son and shecht him. In Avram's mind, this was going to be the end of all his Baal Tshuva movement. He cannot go around and be a hypocrite, going around preaching this religion when here he went and shechted his son. In his mind, the machshava should be, how could I do such a thing? It's not good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for myself. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the tremendous Nisayon by Ur Kasdim. He went and he gave up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't come, but he believed he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He believed in the religion. He believed in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this person wants to take that away from him, he's ready to give his life for it. But here he's commanded by the God that he believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands us. and wants the best for us, and doesn't believe in shechting children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing. And here in his mind, his belief, take your one son. It's going to be the biggest, I'm going to be the biggest hypocrite. My yeshivas are going to close. We might as well close the doors. No one's going to come now to hear my drushes. I'm not going to be able to spread Torah. I'm not going to be able to bring a next generation of believers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his money wasn't good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the Nisayon. This was the fear of these Nisayonis that Avraham had to understand. You fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all. So after the Nisayon, it was the proof was in the point of Avraham, one thing, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. Whether I believe it's right, whether I understand it's right, whether I think it's right, it's Sevishol Dovitz, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's what I have to do. Vayelech, Avraham, Kashedibe, love Hashem. That in his mind, there was no hearer, it was one Machshava. The Machshava was only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And only, even that I don't understand that. That's the sort of Nisyonis. Nisyonis are the fact that we don't understand. We would think that it will be better. In this situation, why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me the money over here? Why do I have to go to a different land? It would be better even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe in my machshav. And so, Mishal Dover, that's the koyach of Nisyon. Nisyon is loy lahara, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, not the mahara. We have to accept and mekabel that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, He knows what's best. Kol ma dover HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tav. He knows what's best. He knows from whom the religion is going to exist through them. From Yitzchak, Taka's going to come out. And it couldn't be, very well be, that maybe these people left Avram after this, after all this preaching of how good the religion, maybe these people left Avram. The few what we're saying. But at the end of the day, Hashem wants those who are thick and thin. They're in for it because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're dedicated to the cause through thick and thin, even if they don't understand. It's not for us to understand, it's for us to do. And this was, as Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shloi Lahara, not to Mahara, how I think it could be better. That's one Mahalach. I saw in Rav Robert Sefer another Mahalach. I wasn't sure. I read it very quickly, so I wasn't careful to see if he brought from Sfarm. It could be his own, but he wanted to explain another Mahal through the Nisyonis and understand why maybe that the Olam left Avraham Avinu and explained Loit also. And he explained like this, that the MS, Leich Lecho, Mei Arzucho, Mei Meladetcho, Mei Beis Avicho, what was exactly the Nisyon? And why was the Nisyon greater than the Nisayon of Urkazdin? So this, I think, brings from the Aryahu, this Chalek. But he says like this, that the Mesiras Nefesh that Avram experienced in Urkazdin was to give up his life, his body, his physical. It was really Mesiras Aguf, his physical guf to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But over here, when Hashem commanded him, the commandment was not only to leave in a physical way, but that his whole machshava, his whole upbringing, his whole culture, everything that he was used to, everything that he was attached to, everything that he had built a foundation on, he had to take that and leave it totally. He had to totally disattach from his upbringing, from everything about him. There could be no taking with him everything that he had learnt and accomplished in the land that he started out with. It was a total detachment from everything that he grew up with. And this was the Nisayon from Avraham Avinu, to totally take the Mesiras Nefesh, to take his totally everything at 75 years old, to detach himself totally from the world around him. Detach from all the everything, all the different cultures, everything that he was surrounded with, everything that he was influenced by, and totally take that and leave it behind. And to go to Eretz Yisrael clean with a machshava totally, that now Eretz Yisrael, its influences, everything about it, that was the Nisayon. And this could be where we find the chiluk between him and Lot. Lot also went. But I once saw a tremendous word to add to this machshava. Lot went with Avram. So the Slutzker of Rav Zalman Sarasa says a powerful word. If you look at the pasuk, it says, "Vayelach Avram kasher dibe elav Hashem, vayelach itoy Lot." Avram ben Chomei Shana b'Shivim Shana b'Tzeis Meichara. Avram was 75 years old when he left. So the Slutzker Rav asks, why does the pasuk tell how old Avram is after interjecting that Lot went with him? The pasuk should have been Vayelach Avram Kasher Dibe Lo Hashem VaAvram Ben Chomei Shana. Finish with Avram, then say Lot went with him. Why are we interjecting with Lot? So he said a powerful word. The Vilna Gaon explains that in Chumash we find two words that tell us and explain to us it means going with somebody. And the Gaon explains that there's a very, very, even though the words mean the same, but there's a big difference in them. Both mean literally with, but there's a much deeper meaning. He says like this, the word im with the ayin goes with, but with the same machshava. S or ito also goes with, but a different machshava. That's how he's mazma the psukim by Balak. It says Balak, Hashem got angry that Balak went with. Hashem told him to go. So he says over there, kum lech itom, go with them, with the S, itom. Hashem wanted to go with, but mean go with them physically, but not the same machshava. You can't go to Mekal. They want you to Mekal. They want you to Mekal, so you can't go. So the pasuk says, he went, vayelech im, sorry, vayicharaf Hashem, Hashem gets angry. Everybody asks, why did Hashem get angry? Hashem just told him to go. The Teretz says he went in with an iron. Hashem told him to go, kum lech ito. The pasuk says over here, vayelech ito eloi, says that Slotzker Rav, I'll be that going. Avram went, kasher dibe elav Hashem, exactly Hashem told him, lech lecha me'aretzcha, he totally detached at that moment, totally from everything around him. Vayelech ito eloi, didn't say imoi, Lot went with him, but he had different machshava. The Slotzker Rav says the machshava was Va'avram ben Chomei Shon Rashim Rashon says Mechon. He has a rich uncle who's 75 years old who has no offspring. Who's the inheritor? Lot. Va'yelach itoy Lot. The Va'avram ben Chomei Shon Rashon is the reason why Lot went. It's not telling us Avram's age. No, Avram's age. We didn't need to know it. We want to know why Lot's going. Lot's going for a different kavana. He doesn't have the same kavana as Avram. Avram's going kasher dibe elav Hashem. Lloyd's going for a different reason altogether. Itoy, as the Goyen says. He's going with him with a different kavana. What's the kavana? I have an old rich uncle without any offspring. I better stay around. He's going to La'arat HaSharek. I don't know where he's heading. There was no cell phones to keep up with him. I better hang around him. That could be the reason why Lloyd Basafet didn't make it. But at the end of the day, Lot went and he kept his Osei Machshavas, and says Roberts also that could be why these people that went with Avram, they were changed around. They were influenced by the Helika Avram, but they had kept with them their culture, they took it with them, they didn't leave, they didn't detach themselves to go to Eretz Yisrael with the Machshava that now I'm starting a life dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tearing myself apart and removing myself from all the stuff that we learned, that I grew up with, that is not healthy. All the Avodah Zarah, that even though they didn't believe it anymore, but they still were attached to it, there's still a connection to it. They didn't detach from it. And that's why they didn't make it. But so says Rav Roberts. But we see it's such an interesting fact, and I want to bring this out in halacha a little bit, that we should end with a halacha and understand how important the machshava is. Because we could do maisim, as we see over here. Maisim can be done. Two people could do the same maisa. Two people could do the same act. But the difference, how the act's going to affect the person, is what's going on in the machshava. What's going on in the machshava? Am I totally detaching? I'm doing because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. I'm doing it l'shem shamayim. I'm doing it l'shem the mitzvah. Or I'm doing it for a different cause. And when it's done for a different cause, even though he's doing the same exact act, but at the end of the day, the effect of that act will be totally different. Now we find in halacha, this has an halachic nafkamina. And it's very important to ma'oyer people about this, even though l'maisa, there is limud zchus, there are ways to get around it, but l'maisa v'ada, there's this tremendous difference when a person has machshav in the mitzvah. In Siman Samach and Shulchan Aruch, we have a clear halacha that everybody has to know and has to makayim. And it's very, very big nafkaminas in different ways we do things. But the halacha says the machloikas in the poiskim mitzvah sriches kavana, mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. L'mais la'alocha, the mechaber says in Simit Samach, Siv Gimel, mitzvah, we paskin mitzvah sriches kavana, v'chein halacha, that's the halacha. Then by a mitzvah d'oraisa, for sure, as the Mishkabura speaks out, a mitzvah d'oraisa, you must have kavana for the mitzvah. If not, you are not yoyz to the mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah over again. And that means if a person did something nonchalantly, he did something without any thought, so at the end of the day, he did not do the mitzvah. He could be sitting there, looks like he's doing the mitzvah, but it's not a kiyum mitzvah, and he has to do the mitzvah again. Because it's a suffix, we don't make a brach again, but you got to do the mitzvah again. And it's sometimes very, very difficult. People don't realize, people every day are coming, now we started the new zman, we had Baruch Hashem, the zman Yerach HaYisonim, packed with mitzvahs. Sometimes it's easy to mechamed those mitzvahs because be'etzer, they are new and they're fresh, and they're things we never come. Then we have the daily mitzvahs every day, the tzitzis and the tefillin, and all the mitzvahs that we do every day, and we just sometimes do it by rote, and according to many poskim, we're not yoy to the mitzvah. Now there is a limud zchus. We have to say, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, a big limud zchus, that the Chayei Adam says that when a person does something, that it's muchach, that it's apparent from the action, that though he's only doing it because it's a mitzvah, why is he putting on tefillin now? Why is he coming to the base class to put on tefillin or put on tzitzis? It's apparent and it's clear he's doing only for the mitzvah of Vada, that could be considered mitzvah service. Kavana, yod, kavana. Some say also the limud zchus, the Be'er Halacha brings in a remez, that we know the Ritva says in Pesachim Dav Zayin, the reason why we make brachas before is that in order that we should have kavana, so you know that we're doing the mitzvah l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the bracha itself is a limud zchus. But again, the Mishnah Berurah brings us a limud zchus of vada. A person before he does a mitzvah, he should have kavana for the mitzvah, and that means that he has to think before he does the mitzvah, why that I'm doing this mitzvah ployni, whatever mitzvah it is, but I'm putting on tzitzis because Hashem commanded me. That should just be thinking before the mitzvah. La halacha, you should do it before the mitzvah. If a person did not do it before the mitzvah, calls man, he's also in the mitzvah, he could still have that machshava. So if you put on your tzitzis, you didn't think about that. As long as you think about that machshava, anytime you're wearing the tzitzis, you're okay. You took off your tzitzis, it's kedai to do it again. Again, there's a limud zchus, but you want to do it l'chatchila on the right oifen. And again, it has a different ramification of the mitzvah. but there are times that we do things and we're not even thinking. The Bir Halacha comes off with a tremendous chiddush, unbelievable chiddush from the Bir Halacha, that a lot of people have a problem with it, but the Bir Halacha has a very, he says there are times that a person goes up for an aliyah, and he's running up for the aliyah, and he's bahu, he's not thinking, and he just throws it on. He throws on his tzitzis, he throws on the tzitzis, the talis. So he says, the Masmid Ren, the mitzvah says, was sukkah kavana by the kuk, lefizim karula Torah. He was called up to the Torah, all of a sudden he wasn't thinking. V'lokeh talis or talis kahal. It's by minchon Shabbos, whatever they wear. He takes the talis or talis kahal. Lalas v'bima. She'oz mano bo, mustama in a mechavin oz v'levishos l'chayim in mitzvah shalat. He's not thinking to the kind of mitzvah, he's just throwing it on quickly. M'meilo, the Mishnah Berurah, he has mechashar, even a bigger chiddush. He says that not only in the kind of the mitzvah, but the Bir Halacha is mechadesh that you're over on a mitzvah, say of bittul mitzvah tzitzis, like you're wearing a bag of blit tzitzis. This is a tremendous chiddush that everybody talks about. Well, why would it be that way? But it seems to be according to the Bir Halacha that if you don't have kavana by the mitzvah of tzitzis for the mitzvah, it's not only that you're not getting the mitzvah, but it's considered like you did not. It's considered like you wore a bag without the alkantas. You mavatul mitzvah say, which is not veira. You didn't have veira according to the Bir Halacha. The person's running up. He doesn't not think about the mitzvah. He just wants to put on the talis because everybody wears the talis when they go up to the thing. It's not like he says the Bir Halacha in such a case. It could be if you don't mecham for the mitzvah, you could be your oiver on being mevatel mitzvah. Say you didn't have your mevatel mitzvah. Say the same thing it could be if a person sat in the sukkah because he says by the mitzvah of the sukkah and by tzitzis. Lumaisa, at the end of the day, these kavanas, these machshavas that we have to have, that transfer them, it's very, very, very chashuv to know that there are three mitzvahs that the Bach holds that are li'ikuva. That if a person does not do them with an extra kavana, you're not yotz the mitzvah whatsoever. Those are tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah. Because there the Torah says the mantizkru, and those mitzvahs, you have to have an extra kavanah. That's why in the Sidurim it's printed. The extra kavanah you have to have when you put on tefillin, you have to have kavanah not only before you put it on that I want to be yotzei the mitzvah, but also to know that wearing the tefillin, that my machshavas and my heart and my machshavas naseichot should be meshuvit, should be only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I put on the tzitzis, a person should wear it also l'shem the mitzvah, wearing tzitzis, and also for the sake that I should remember all the mitzvahs of Antizku, v'asisim es kol mitzvah yisai. A person has to be up wearing the tzitzis because Hashem has commanded me, and also because when I do this mitzvah, I'm remembering all the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's through the tzitzis, as everybody knows, the different remazim in the tzitzis. But the person has to realize that how much it affects the mitzvah, the kavanah. It's a different mitzvah. The more kavanah that a person puts into the mitzvah, the more it affects the mitzvah. Right at the beginning, you have to have kavanah the whole time, but at the beginning of the mitzvah, to have the kavanah. And we see from this week's parashah what the difference a machshava could make. A person could go do it. The son of Shotav Eloit ends off Rachman al-Islam, and Avram is the father of our people. We have to understand that Yidin are mitzvah in the mitzvahs. We're mitzvah, we're commanded to our mitzvahs. But we have to realize how much the act has so much neshama to it. Like as the Svarim write, that a mitzvah without the chashava to it is like a goof without a neshama. It's like an empty thing. It has no. And Chazal say that Chaser Hashem has a taina on us. That the mitzvahs that we do is mitzvahs anosh milamudo, that we do it at a rote, we do it without any enthusiasm. There's nothing in the mitzvah because the mitzvah is gone just time because we have to mekayim it. And that looks like we have no machshava why we're doing the mitzvah. So I think we can take out from this yisoid of the parasha how choshev it is. You say according to the Rabbis Mahal, that's why all of them went off. They did the mitzvah. They went with Avram, but they didn't detach in the machshavas from the culture. The machshava wasn't to be so dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if we take it upon ourselves to do our mitzvahs with a little bit more enthusiasm, with a little more machshava behind it, to understand why we're doing the mitzvahs. And Eitz HaToyva, I want to suggest that one of the reasons, obviously, that we have a hard time doing the mitzvahs, a lot of the mitzvahs we don't understand. We don't have a machshava what they're about. We don't understand what the mitzvahs mean to us, why we're doing them, how it affects our neshama. But at the end of the day, every single one of us have to understand that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made our goof different, made us different, and we have a natural inclination towards mitzvahs. Rashi says in Makkah's unbelievable Zach. Rashi says that the mitzvahs, the Ramach mitzvahs are connected to Ramach Ivarim. That's why we have Ramach mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs are said, connected to Ramach Ivarim. Says Rashi, Shekol Eiver Eiver Oimeloi, Lazarus mitzvah. You're a Ivarim, push you to do mitzvahs. The Ivarim want to do the mitzvahs. Shall we don't get the Ivarim. We've trained our Ivarim to be more physical and they're not. But Be'etzim, Yiddish Aguf, the Ivarim want you to do the mitzvahs. Every Eiver wants to do a mitzvah. The problem is we don't have any inclination why we're doing the mitzvah. We have no connection to the mitzvah. And mitzvahs don't really. We go through it. I'm talking to myself also every day, but the tefillah and the tallis, especially mitzvahs that we do constantly every single day, it's very, very hard. The Gemara Zokt in Brachos that a person has to mechazik himself in four inyanim, Torah, Ma'asim Tovim, because the nature of a person is that he gets used to it. Something he does every single day, it doesn't become fresh. It's not fresh. But I think if a person learns about mitzvahs, makes a seder, makes a time every single day, or sometimes once a week. This beautiful svarim, Sefer HaChinuch, all this svarim out there, there's a lot of svarim out there to understand the mitzvahs, to understand probably what the mitzvahs are about, to get a deep understanding and a connection to each mitzvah. The more we're connected to the mitzvah, we saw Salant and he writes in his Ger Zion, he writes that a person wants to get into learning, into Avodas Hashem. How do you do it? How do you get yourself excited about mitzvahs? So he says, you know what you do? Learn the sugyas be'in. Go into the sugyas of those mitzvahs, whatever they learn about be'in. Learn about them. Get a connection to them. Through learning, get a connection to them. The more a person gets connected to a mitzvah, the more the mitzvah becomes alive by him. The more it's alive, the more enthusiasm has it, the more neshama has it, the mitzvah becomes a different mitzvah. The mitzvah with the machshavas and the mitzvahs without a machshava is two different worlds. On one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is my Klal Yisrael, so they're doing mitzvah anasim milamoda. And on the other, we can create unbelievable sfusim, unbelievable shmiras, unbelievable zachar that mitzvahs can do for us. If we understand what we're doing, let's take out a little bit of time every day to think about the mitzvahs we're doing, and be'ez Hashem b'schus zeh, we should be zoicha that the halakha mitzvahs that we have will be a shmira for us, protect us, and give us bracha v'atzlocha v'chol yimei chayim. Amen.